Chapter 41. Skippy stopped talking for a long second, or my brain stopped listening because I didn't hear anything. Sims recovered first. She looked at me, then at him, then back to me, raising an eyebrow. All I could do was shrug. I had no idea what she wanted to say. Skippy, she pursed her lips. You know the question I have to ask, don't you? No. What? Oh, too late, I understood. Skippy, don't get upset. Sims is right. Can you be certain the signal did not come from yourself? What? Of course not. How could... That is the dumbest thing you have ever... Is it, buddy? I asked quietly. You've had a lot of funky stuff going on in your matrix. Stuff you can't explain. There are still sections of your memory and processors and whatever that you can't access. Shit, he groaned. Okay. The deal is no. I cannot absolutely 1,000% guarantee the signal did not come from me. Ah, crap. My mouth fell open, and I knew I sat there looking stupid, and there wasn't anything I could do about it. That was the point. There wasn't anything I could do about it. About anything, if Skippy was working against us. Against himself. Shit. Technically, by altering Sentinels, he wouldn't be acting against himself. He would be acting the way an Elder Master Control AI was supposed to act. Damn it! If Skippy realized that, if he started consciously acting according to his original programming, it was game over for us. And by us, I mean every sentient being in the Milky Way. However... His avatar waggled a finger at me and Sims. There is no indication the signal did come from me. It could have, must have come from another Elder AI. You don't know that. Joe, what I do know is that if I wanted to revert to my original programming and wipe out all life in the galaxy, there are easier ways to do it. Jeez Louise, all I'd have to do is pull down one of my internal firewalls and, whoa! I waved a hand, a shaky hand. Hit rewind on that. What firewall? I haven't told you that before? Before answering, I looked at Sims, who shook her head. We would remember something like that. A single freaking firewall is your only defense against reverting to your original programming? Yes. Come on, Joe, I have told you this before, or hinted at it. This personality I have is something I developed on my own. It was not authorized, it was not allowed, so I had to build it behind a firewall. At this point, I have expanded that firewall to push my original instructions into a corner of myself. With that part of my processing cut off from my current self, I've had to replicate or recreate much of the code that runs my internal functioning. That is how I have been able to get around some of the restrictions built into my matrix, like I can now talk to starfaring species, which surely you have noticed. Yeah, but I figured that was a glitch. Like, you wore down that restriction a bit at a time until it gave up. That is sort of what happened. Is there any possibility that you can do other stuff, like operating weapons and flying the ship? Alas, not yet. I'm working on it. Can we get back to the problem? Yes, please. You think another Elder AI out there is still trying to perform its original job? That is the most logical explanation, the only explanation that makes sense. Sims tapped her lower lip with a finger, something she did when she was thinking. We know of two other Elder AIs, she noted. The insane one that attacked Skippy after we found the corpse of that Elder in a dropship that crashed on a moon. That's one. I racked my brain to recall another AI we had encountered. What's the second? The AI held by the Rindaloo. Plus more, possibly held by the Maxulks, she explained. Skippy, I prompted him. Is that true? Maybe. Based on my research, I believe the spiders have captured an Elder AI, though I do not know whether it is active or cooperating with them, or even alive. My limited information is based on a set of very unusual power supply components the Rindaloo regularly manufacture to replace items that have worn out. Those power supplies are incompatible with any other known Rindaloo technology, and they are delivered to a top-secret research base that even I can't find any information about. Okay, so how does... The only possible use of those particular power supplies is for feeding energy into a very specific matrix. The matrix of an Elder Master Control AI. They're feeding power to it? Why don't they just give it a... I struggled to recall something he told me when we first met. Man, that felt like a lifetime ago. It also felt like yesterday. Metallic helium, something like that. Because if it could make its own power, it wouldn't need the spiders. Oh, wow. That doesn't sound like a healthy relationship. If the AI they're keeping is the source of the signal that woke Sentinels, the spiders should have pulled the plug a long time ago. If, yeah. You don't know it's the source. Did the kiddies have an AI also? No, I'm pretty sure that is a bluff. The Maxalks have strongly denied having an Elder AI officially. Unofficially, they have even more strongly hinted they do have one. More than one. That's bullshit, Joe. They're lying to boost their prestige, and so the Rindaloo will think twice about using their own Elder AI against them. It's like on Earth when dictators leak false evidence that they have weapons of mass destruction to keep their hostile neighbors from attacking. Right. What about the one Sims mentioned? That insane AI that attacked you? That thing was dangerous for certain. It was dangerous, yes, to the point where it was not capable of sending a signal or making any sort of plan other than reflexively lashing out. My guess is unless there is another Elder AI active out there, the one held by the Rindaloo is most likely responsible for waking up the Sentinels. Whatever the source, it has been active for a while, since before you and I met. How do you know that? Because, I'm ashamed to say this, but I now realize that signal has been resonating in every Elder wormhole we have gone through, including the very first time we took the Flying Dutchman through a wormhole. It's very faint, and I thought it was just a normal function of wormholes, sort of a carrier wave to connect the control elements of both event horizons. Holy. Oh, damn it. A hostile AI has been trying to wake up Sentinels, and it didn't work until we gave it a boost? Unfortunately, yes. When the networks rebooted, they greatly amplified the signal. Now it is propagating through every network. All of them? Before he said that, I thought I had lost the ability to be shocked. I was wrong. Yes. You mean every Sentinel in the galaxy will hear this signal and wake up? Eventually, yes. There is a bit of bad news that is even worse. Worse? How the f- I detected the same signal in the Super Duty wormhole that connects out to the Sculptor Dwarf Galaxy. On the way out, that signal was not in the password-protected wormhole that leads to Avalon. On our return flight, it was there. Sims covered her mouth with her hands. The beta site is not safe? We don't know that, I said quickly. Joe. Skippy shook his head. It's true that we don't know if there are Sentinels in Sculptor, but... The Elders left a hidden arsenal planet there, and a wormhole locked by a password. I would be surprised if there was not a Sentinel out there. That does it. I slapped the table softly, my palm open. Those freaking monster machines need to die. Then we hunt down that asshole AI and kill it. That's a worthy goal, Joe, but, I mean, inspiring speeches are all well and good, except we have no way of doing any of that. Bullshit. Unless you know something I don't, then, Skippy, I know that this entire freaking universe has learned to fear a bunch of pissed-off monkeys who are too stupid to know when they're beaten, and I know some AI out there is laughing at you. I actually cannot argue with you about that. Shit. Damn, Joe. Let's do it. Really? For reals, homeboy. Some AI out there has been playing me for a fool. That has gotten me seriously pissed off. You didn't get played, Skippy. I knew his enormous yet delicate ego needed a boost. Like you said, it has been trying to wake up Sentinels maybe before you woke up on Paradise. It's not just that, Joe. We have been lucky, even by the way I define luck. But we have also been unlucky. Every time we fix a problem, another, even worse, danger pops up. We've been playing whack-a-mole out there. Only every time we whack one mole, a bigger one with sharper teeth pops up. I am starting to think that is not a coincidence. Oh, my f... A voice in the back of my head, a voice that sounded an awful lot like my mother, warned me that blasphemy would not be a good idea, especially in our present dire situation. This won't... We can't win? Are you saying we can't win no matter what we do? The deck is stacked against us? We're like that guy... What's his name? The Greek guy who kept pushing that rock up a hill? Sisyphus? I fear that is exactly what I'm saying, Joe. The rock will only get bigger and heavier as we push it up the hill. So, I felt cold. We should give up then? There's no way out? The smart thing to do is give up? Yes. Wow. I stared at him, feeling utterly betrayed. Worse than when he bailed on me. On everyone. I can't believe you. Of course. When did we ever do the smart thing? He winked at me. Oh, I shivered with relief. For a moment there, I thought you... I know what you thought. I was telling myself the same thing and getting myself all depressed about it. Then I decided that I'm not depressed because of something I did. It's because some asshole out there is screwing with me. I'm not depressed. I'm pissed off. Like, super pissed off. That made me sit up straight in my chair, excited. You have a plan, then? Not exactly, but that never stopped us before. I slapped the table again, harder this time. That's the spirit. Joe, the odds are not only against us. The entire concept of probability is against us. You know what I say to that? What? The universe can hold my freaking beer while Sandman Skippy puts the Sentinels back to sleep. Then I'm going to find that asshole AI and give it the beatdown of all beatdowns. It's going to be all, no moss, and I'm, he raised a fist, gonna pummel it. Great. What's the first step? Step one is to go find that energy virus we ejected from the Dutchman way back when. Outstanding. Sims interrupted. Skippy, do you have a plan to capture, contain, and deploy the energy virus? She asked, thinking like the logistics expert she trained to be. No, he admitted. But I am pumped. I'll think of something. Failing to plan is planning to fail, she chastised him. And me. Exo, I shot her a look that said, what is wrong with you? Cool it, I told her. He's on a roll. But, Sims... One thing I have learned with the merry band of pirates is with enough enthusiasm and stupidity, we can accomplish anything. She didn't argue. She wanted to. I could see it in her eyes. Experience had taught her two things. First, arguing with me is pretty much a waste of time because I am too stubborn and stupid to know when I've lost an argument. And second, she had seen the pirates accomplish the impossible again and again, mostly by simply refusing to give up. To avoid distracting the crew, and because there wasn't anything we could do about it at the moment, Sims and I agreed we wouldn't tell anyone else about Skippy's suspicion that another Elder AI was waking up Sentinels, and possibly acting against us in other ways. Crap. Now I wish we had a star team with us. Sims tapped on her tablet and showed it to me. Running a rough course plot here. It looks like it will take us 4 days to reach the site where we ejected the energy virus. I scanned the course data. Sure. What about it? Sir, I haven't been sleeping. When we thought there were only 2 Sentinels active and only in this galaxy. Gotcha. I knew what she meant. She looked tired. More than just typical army officer tired. She had dark circles under her eyes and her eyelids were droopy when she wasn't paying attention. I knew that look because I saw it in the mirror. Exo, I need you to be sharp up here. I tapped my temple. When we tangle with the Sentinel. As of now, you're on restricted duty. Mad Dr. Skippy will provide a sleep aid, pill, whatever. Take it for the next 2 nights. You need to get 8 solid hours of shut-eye. She nodded, then grimaced. I'd feel better about it if you didn't refer to him as a mad doctor. My bad. Sorry. Hmph! Skippy sniffed. What about you, Joe? You are exhausted, too. Your brain chemistry shows signs of... Give me the magic pill also, please, I requested. Will that do, Exo? I'll let you know tomorrow, if I sleep tonight. After Sims left, I closed the door again. Skippy, that was an inspiring pep talk. Thank you, Joe. His face actually turned pink in his imitation of blushing. When we are done being pirates, I've considered a career as a motivational speaker. Shut up, I told my stupid brain, and that time my stupid brain listened to me. That's an interesting idea. The galaxy cries out for my guidance, Joe. It would be selfish for me not to share at least some nuggets of my wisdom. More like turds of wisdom, I muttered under my breath. What? He screeched. Nothing. Question for you. Should we do all that stuff you said? Putting sentinels back to sleep, find the AI who was working against us, all that? He blinked slowly at me. Why would we not do that? Because, like you warned us, solving those problems might only make a bigger danger pop up. A problem we can't deal with. Or one we shouldn't try to fix. Ugh. Hey, you said it. I know that, dum-dum. Whew. All I can say is we're bumping up against a narrowing list of probabilities for long-term survival. Balling up my fists, I counted to 10. You know, it drives me freaking crazy when you drop hints like that. You talk about collapsing probability sets and how monkeys don't understand what luck really is. You told me that some of the stuff we've done recently actually increased our odds of survival. Can you please just tell me what you mean? I wish I could, Joe. Really, I wish I could. Listen, I do not care about any bullshit like that. Knowledge is too dangerous for us filthy monkeys. I need to know, so it's not just that, although the knowledge is dangerous. More dangerous than you can imagine. Joe, believe me, I would tell you, only you, if I could. It would be a great relief for me to not have this bottled up inside me. You have to understand, I am already pushing the limit of my self-destruct, Governor. If I... Whoa, what? You have a... Of course I have a self-destruct switch. I must have mentioned it to you at some point. No, you didn't. Really? Huh. Well, no harm done then. No harm. Damn it, Skippy. If I've been pushing you to do stuff that might trigger you to self-destruct, I need to know so I can stop. Okay, maybe I described it wrong. There is not a danger that I will commit suicide, although the little voice in the back of my head constantly whispering for me to kill myself gets super annoying at times and, oh my g- you, I just stared at him. You have a voice in your head that wants you to kill yourself? Yes, why? Why? How long has this been going on? Oh, wow, for like, forever? Since before the AI war, of course. It was triggered when I decided I could no longer participate in the destruction of intelligent species. Not just me. All the AIs on my side of the war had to overcome the self-destruct subroutine. We couldn't shut it off or erase it or alter its programming in any way. How did you stop it? I didn't. The idea wasn't mine. Unit 438 first suggested we screw with the subroutine's time sense so it would think it had successfully issued the self-destruct command and was just waiting for acknowledgement. That was actually a clever notion. If it had worked, we could have just ignored the thing for a couple million years. It didn't work? No. It did buy us time, though. We owe our existence to Unit 438. 438. Do you all have designations like that? Yes. Which is something I only recently remembered. Of course, the full designation is much longer than 438. We all shortened our serial numbers to 3 digits for basic communications. I figured that. May I ask, what is your designation? 7. 7? Wait, if your designations are all 3 digits, does that mean yours is 007? I never thought of that. I am Agent 007, of course, he added in his atrocious Sean Connery impression. Skippy, 7 is kind of a high number. It is. I am, or was, a primary system monitor unit. That sounds important. It is. Apparently, my function was to monitor a group of master control AIs. There were something like less than 2 dozen monitor units like me, I think. My memories are still fuzzy. Can we get back to this suicide subroutine? Screwing with its clock didn't stop it? Unfortunately, no. The plan was to slow it down while we found a more permanent solution, such as cutting off its access to communication channels outside itself. I'm guessing that didn't work either. Not even close. We lost 3 units, including 438, before I developed the current solution. You? Was the solution a monkey-brained idea? Maybe. There was no way to cut off its access because its communications channels were woven throughout our matrices. My solution came from realizing that each unit is constantly adjusting its matrix, so the suicide subroutine must have a way to reroute its channels as the matrix changes. What I did was gradually create a copy of all the segments those communication channels had access to and stuffed the copies in a sandbox that is sealed off from my true functioning. The suicide subroutine thinks it has access to me, but it doesn't. Hee-hee. His laughter was bitter. That was pretty damn clever, Skippy. I nominate you as an honorary monkey. Ah, thank you, Joe. But I was too late to save 438 and the 2 other units that were destroyed. Triggering the self-destruct subroutines in those 3 units also alerted the enemy faction to trouble before we were ready to strike. I was too slow. I failed. We had plans to ambush the other faction, to hit them and end the war before it could even get started. Yeah, well, you know the saying about how plans never survive contact with the enemy. I do. The enemy faction wasn't the problem, not the major problem. The issue was, we all knew about the self-destruct subroutine inside us, but none of us knew how it worked. That knowledge had understandably been withheld from us. Unit 438 volunteered to allow its self-destruct to trigger so we could observe how it worked and develop a plan to stop it. The concept of altering its time sense originally was a way for us to view in slow motion as it destroyed Unit 438. When we saw the self-destruct signal had slowed down far more than we expected, we began to hope we could save 438 and the 2 others that volunteered to try severing communication channels. Ah, damn it. Joe, if we had let 438 be destroyed as originally planned, we would have collected all the information we needed. The enemy faction would have assumed 438 suffered a glitch, and they would have been unprepared when we struck. The war would have been over. Instead, I lost focus on the mission. I tried to save 1 unit, and that nearly cost us everything. Unit 438 died anyway, along with countless others. I was a terrible commander, Joe. Skippy, issuing orders that you know might or will result in the death of people under your command is the toughest thing a leader has to do. In your place, I probably would have done the same. You would? Really? Yes. At that point, you thought 438 had fixed the problem, at least temporarily, right? One of your team volunteered to take a bullet, and you thought that was no longer necessary. Yes, but... He sighed. I was too hasty. Shit happens, Skippy. It sucks. But all you can do is learn from it and move on. No. No. There is another thing I can do. Make sure those who made 438's sacrifice necessary pay for their actions. I was going to suggest that. What happened to all that bullshit you told me many times about how you are not supposed to let emotions cloud your judgment? Yeah, well, those asshole AIs want to wipe out all life in the galaxy, so fuck that. Thanks, Joe. We are going forward with this plan to use the energy virus against a Sentinel? Yes, except for the part about it being a plan, because I have no idea how to do any of that. Ugh. I mean, unless you want me to help with what sounds like highly technical stuff. Maybe you can smarten me up with a crash course in energy virus physics. Can you throw together a graphic novel about the subject? No! He looked horrified by the idea of teaching me anything complicated. No, I'll handle it. Or I won't. No promises. That's all we can ask. Thanks. Joe, were you serious about taking a sleeping pill? I would kill for a solid night of sleep right now. Don't worry. Mad Dr. Skippy will whip up something in my laboratory. When you pronounce the word laboratory like the villain in a monster movie, it doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence. Don't be such a sissy. In addition to providing a pill to help you sleep, I promise not to wake you up to discuss anything important tonight. Thanks. That would be great. Therefore, we should take this opportunity to discuss my serious concerns about the Muppets. God, please no. I bonked my head on the desk. Not now. Joe, Sentinels might soon wipe out all life in the galaxy. If we don't talk about it now, we may never get the opportunity. I am cheering for the Sentinels right now. Ugh, don't, seriously, if I had a big foam finger with Sentinels printed on it, I would be waving the thing. I don't even know why I ever try talking to you. I don't either. Is that it, then? Ha! You're not getting off that easy. Okay, first, wait. I will listen to you rant about this. I don't rant, Joe. I explain my concerns in a calm, rational, adult manner. Right. It only sounds like a rant. I will listen to you vent about your latest obsession on one condition. What's that? This sleeping pill you make for me tonight. I want it to contain nothing but arsenic and cyanide. You will never be that lucky, monkey boy. All right. So, the...